Welcome to part two of my conversation with Dr. Zach Seidler. Here we talk about men and emotions, parenting, online resources, and we talk about masculinities and the importance of this particular moment in time for men. I hope that you enjoy.
The other area that I was interested in just briefly is, and we have already touched on it, is talking about emotions specifically with men.
Something I do a lot of is, you know, as we kind of spoke about, trying to not box them into, you must describe your emotional experience in a way that makes sense to me. And so really opening up, and this is, can, you know, you can be a clinician, you can be a friend, it doesn't matter, opening up to an understanding that they can describe it, you know, verbally, non-verbally, you know, I really try to walk through physical sensations quite a bit, because I think that that's something that everyone, you know, is pretty good at describing, and then linking it rather with a word. And so I get out, you know, emotion wheels, and they can pick words. But the problem is that for so long, many of these guys have been told, you know, that they're disconnected from their emotions.
Yeah.
You know, they've had partners, they've had friends, they've had family who are like, you know, you're just devoid of emotion. Why are you so blunt and you know, and just switched off all the time? And what that does is a self-fulfilling prophecy, obviously. And so you end up with these guys who have literally muted themselves. And so finding ways to open it back up is terrifying for many of them, because you know, I had a guy who was like, oh, I feel like once this, you know, it's Pandora's box, you open it up, I'm never going to stop crying, for instance. You know, and it's like being a safe space for that to for an hour a week or whatever to let that out in small doses is pretty useful. But I think
Zach, I think that fear of overwhelm I come up against a lot as well. This idea that if I do start to connect to my emotions and we start to sit with them here, that they're going to overwhelm me in some way. I think that's that's a really important piece of the puzzle.
But the idea that there's nothing that they've done wrong, you know, there's something called alexithymia, which is this really common condition amongst guys, which is that they have difficulty describing or expressing their emotions, you know, besides anger and irritability, for instance. And if you look at the research all the way back to when kids are 4 or 5, you know, the emotional spectrum of young boys is broader than that of young girls. And then by the age of 6, it's so constricted. They've already lost sadness and they've lost joy. And so you end up with these young boys who are just so frustrated because they've looked around, they've seen how their fathers respond to things, they've seen how, you know, their teachers tell them to suck it up. And we like to think that this stuff is changing. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I've seen enough kids around to understand that they're still picking up on you know, all of these clues, all of these pressures that we were socialized into. And so it's very difficult for us to not pass these down, no matter how active we might be in thinking through this. So understanding and giving them the education that this isn't something that they purposefully chose, and it's been learned, and therefore it can be unlearned. But there is benefit, and this is something that's really important. So many, you know, I get trolls left, right, and center saying, oh, you're trying to turn all men into women. And it's not that idea. There are great strengths in masculinity. Stoicism has a time and a place where it is going to save your life, you know. Sucking it up and getting on with it will help in many instances. It's just, when is the time and place for that, and when is it actually going to be harmful? And if we can get that flexibility, that's all that matters.
Yeah. So, the other thing that came to mind too is how often we are shushing boys. You know what I mean? Like little boys. I've got a 4-year-old son, and you know just how instinctive it is to say shh when there's an emotion. You know, like just don't bother me with your emotion. Is really what we're saying to them, and it's just becoming more mindful of the message that we're sending them implicitly, right? Or even explicitly behind that, I think is important.
But don't be afraid. I think that's something that, you know, I get so much contact from young parents who are like, I'm terrified. What type of man am I going to bring into this world? And it's like, just be aware. Don't be afraid. Just be present. Watch out. And there are things that are going to happen to him that you have no control over. But what you can do is go, this is, this is our world and this is what I want to bestow upon him. Mm-hmm. And it's just an openness. You're not going to be able to turn him into a type of man, but as long as he can express and describe, you know, what is happening for him to you, that's really the framework to move forward into positive manhood, really.
Yeah, I agree. I think giving kids the tools to talk about emotion, to talk about what's happening for them emotionally is a great start. And reflecting on your own experience of childhood in a very honest way, thinking about how you are parented, what you want to take from that, what you don't want to take from that. I think, yeah, absolutely. Being a parent is terrifying, but we will save that for another one. I just want to ask you, what is your definition of masculinity when you're when you're working in this space? Do you have a definition around it? Because masculinity and being a man is not the same thing, right?
No.
And you know, they get caught up together all the time. Do you have a definition you use?
Yeah, so I actually use the term masculinities.
Great, I love it.
I'm a nerd, and
I love
and
it already
because there is not one way of being, and I think that's the very dangerous thing. So, you know, masculinity is a really precarious thing. It's hard won and it's easily lost. You know, you're working for these man cards and then suddenly you do anything that's deemed effeminate and goodbye, you're out of the football team. And so masculinities allows for this plural contradiction, which is that you can go out, play footy with your mates, you know, drink at the pub and then come home and watch a Disney movie with your daughter and cry yourself to sleep. These things can coexist. They can contradict one another. And it is a constant state of learning. It is a constant understanding that the world is imprinting this stuff upon you. It's a relational thing. The way you interact with others is the way that you learn these things or unlearn them. Mm-hmm. And so we need to understand that the gender and that, you know, masculinities more broadly are, you know, something that is constantly happening to you. And therefore you have control around what you're going to interact with, what impact it will have on you to an extent, and just the ability to reflect on and to describe how this stuff works. You know, women sit around so often and talk about femininity. They talk about what it means to be a woman. There was a huge, and that came from disempowerment, from feminism in the 60s, 70s, where you go, why am I in the house all the time? Why is this happening? And I want something bigger than this. I want to understand how it works. I'm hoping that there is now a gender reckoning for young guys to go, what do we need here? What is happening? What does it mean to be a man? And how can I do this a little differently?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful mission, and you're doing an incredible job at it, Zach. Always so blown away when I hear you talk, and really inspired. Is there anything else that we haven't kind of touched on that you want to add in?
I reckon just go and check out Movember.com. We've got all of these awesome programs. So Movember Conversations is obviously one of them for those who are supporting men, but we've also got Family Man, which is a parenting program
for
new dads who are struggling with kids who are throwing shit at them. So I think
awesome. I didn't know about that. That's great.
Go check it out. It's based on work by Mark Dads, who we both know very well.
We do.
And Movember funded it, and now it's been turned into a really beautiful interactive program. So amazing. Check it out.
So it's on the Movember website?
Yep. Just type in Family Man and you'll find it.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much.
No problems. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of 10 Minute Mood. We would love to hear your feedback on future topics and what you're interested in hearing more about. So please leave a comment or send an email to let us know. And as always, if you or someone you care about would like extra support, our psychologists at Sydney City Psychology are available for online or in-person sessions. Give us a call or an email to discuss the options. Until next time, keep safe and well.